皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 2 Lesson 50 Guilty GamerNaomi sensei, of course we're talking about video games.
We say terebi game.
Terebi game is video game.
Or we say computer game.
Also video game. So yeah, when I first heard the word, it was very difficult to understand. Terebi game.
そうですね。
It didn't really make sense. But when you think about it, yeah, it's a game you play on the television. But in English, we say video game. So that is the topic of today's conversation. Now, Naomi sensei, today's grammar point is...
ないうちは。
And we'll get into that a bit later. Today's conversation is between
子供とお母さん、母親です。
A child and a mother. Now the kid is playing a video game and the mother is kind of angry.
ちょっと怒ってますね。
Let's find out what happens. Here we go.
またテレビゲームしてる。もう宿題はしたの？
これ終わったらするよ。
まだ終わってないの？宿題してからテレビゲームしなさいって何度言わせるの？
分かったよ。あと10分で終わるから。何するんだよ。今いいところだったのに。
宿題が終わらないうちはゲームしちゃダメっていつも言ってるでしょ。まだわからないの？
もう一度。お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
またテレビゲームしてる。もう宿題はしたの？
これ終わったらするよ。
まだ終わってないの？宿題してからテレビゲームしなさいって何度言わせるの？
わかったよ。あと10分で終わるから。何するんだよ。今いいところだったのに。
宿題が終わらないうちはゲームしちゃダメっていつも言ってるでしょ。まだわからないの？
次は英語が入ります。
またテレビゲームしてる。もう宿題はしたの？
You're playing video games again. Have you done your homework?
これ終わったらするよ。
Well, I'll do it when I'm finished with the game.
まだ終わってないの？宿題してからテレビゲームしなさいって何度言わせるの？
Aren't you done yet? Do your homework before you play video games. How many times are you going to make me say that?
わかったよ。あと10分で終わるから。
All right. I'll wrap it up in 10 minutes.
何するんだよ。今いいところだったのに。
Oh no, what are you doing? I was doing great.
宿題が終わらないうちはゲームしちゃダメっていつも言ってるでしょ。まだわからないの？
I always tell you, you can't play video games until you're done with your homework. You just don't get it, do you?
Naomi sensei, どう思いましたか？
Well, the mother, reminds me of my mother.何度言わせるの？いつも言ってるでしょ？まだわからないの？
Why do you make me say that? I'm always saying this. I'm always telling you, right? You still don't understand.
These phrases are essential for Japanese mothers.
What are you talking about? What about 愛してるよ? Or
They don't say much.
You don't need those.
No.
And so what should they use to hit their kids with? But it's a good expression.
ピーターさんのお母さんは言いませんでした？こういうことは。
私はいい子でした。I was a good kid.
No, your mother was really nice mother. お母さんがいい人なんですね。
Okay, I think that's enough about that. Let's head into the vocab. What do we have first?
電源。
Power source.
電源。電源。
Next.
何度。
How many times? How often?
何度。何度。
Next.
宿題。
homework.
宿題宿題
Next.
テレビゲーム
Video game.
テレビゲームテレビゲーム
Next.
いいところ
Best part.
いいところいいところ
Let's take a closer look at some of these vocab words. First, let's take a look at power source.
電源
Now, this word is the perfect example of how logical kanji is. What do we have first?
電
Electricity
源
Source Electricity source
電源
Power source
電源を切る makes sense to you.
Cut the power. Literally, power, cut. Cut the power.Now, this word, you'll come into contact, and if you've been in Japan and you've used the TV, you've already come into contact with this word.
電源を切って
It's the one on the remote control to turn on and to turn off the TV.
Or the main power button on the TV. It's called 電源
Yeah, and actually, not just a TV, a lot of electrical appliances, 電気製品 have this. And this is where you turn the power on and off.
When you want to say, turn on the power, 電源を入れる
Literally, power, insert. Turn on the power. And of course, turn off the power.
電源を切る
Next we have.
何度
How many times? How often?
Instead of 何度 of course you can say 何回
How many times?
一週間に何度料理しますか
How many times do you cook a week?
Instead of 何度 you can say 何回一週間に何回料理しますか
How many times do you cook a week?Literally, we have, one more time.
一週間
One week.
に
In.
何回
How many times?
料理します
Do cook?
か
Question mark? And the use inferred. We don't actually say you, it's inferred. So put it all together. How many times do you cook in a week?
一週間に何度料理しますか
How many times do you cook in a week?
If you cook once a week, 一週間に一度料理します
I cook once a week.
そうですね。ピーターさんはゼロ。
いや。
次に行きましょう。
普段、じゃあ違います、違います。ちゃんと答えられます。普段、あんまり料理しませんね。Usually I don't cook.
あ
私の素晴らしい奥さんが作ってくれます。My great amazing wife cooks for me.
ああ、そうですか。
でも、最近週に5回ぐらい料理をしています。
あら、どうしてですか
So recently I cook about 5 times a week because I actually cooked for myself and I had forgotten how much work goes into it. So I think my wife works extremely hard.
感謝してください。
感謝しています。
では、今日の文法です。
Today's grammar point. First we have the causative.
何度言わせるの?
How many times are you going to make me say it?
言わせる。
There are two ways 言わせる can be used. One, asking permission. Two,One is in regards to permission, the other is in regards to the causative. Here we have the causative. So we start off with the verb,
言う
to say. Then we create the causative,
言わせる
to make say. Then we have the phrase from today's lesson, which is,
何度言わせるの?
First we have, how many times, followed by,
言わせる
make me say.
の?
Question, how many times make me say? Is what we have literally. And of course, when we translate this,How many times are you going to make me say it?
何度言わせるの?
And that should translate across all languages. Next we have...
ないうちは
Which literally means, while one has not done something yet, something something. It is often followed by the main clause, like, don't do something. And expresses the idea that as long as one has not done something yet, you can't do something. Or that only after one has done something, you can do something.All right, we're going to give you some examples to make this clear because I even got a little bit lost in there. So what do we have first? First example, please.
In today's conversation, we have 宿題が終わらないうちはゲームしちゃダメ。
As long as your homework is not finished, you can't play games. Let's take a closer look. What do we have first?
宿題。
Homework.
が。
Subject marker.
終わらない。
Not finished.
うちは。
While. So stop right here. We have homework, not finished, while.While your homework is not finished.
ゲームしちゃダメ。
You can't play games. Now, this is a special construction that we should really go over quick. What do we have? What's the root verb here?
ゲームする。
ゲームする。To play a game. する becomes?
しちゃ。
Which is short for?
しては。
So we have ゲームしては followed by
ダメ
can't no good
ダメです
game no good so homework not finished while game no good now this しては becomes
しちゃ
so it's just a contraction here nothing changes okay so this cha dame is another construction in itself tabe cha dame don't eat that you can't eat that is another construction itself we're going to focus here on nai uchi wa can we have some more examples
tabe nai uchi wa
as long as someone has not eaten another one
hanasanai uchi wa
while someone has not spoken while someone has not talked
本当のことを話さないうちは家には帰れない
as long as you don't tell the truth you're not going home
Sounds like a phrase from a detective story.
Yeah, it sounds like something. If you have any ideas what it sounds like, stop by, leave us a post. If not, stop by, pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, detailed write-up of what we covered today. Really some interesting and extremely useful structures in today's lesson. Cha dame, nai uchi wa. Stop by, pick that up. That's going to do for today.
またテレビゲームしてる。もう宿題はしたの？
これ終わったらするよ。
まだ終わってないの？宿題してからテレビゲームしなさいって何度言わせるの？
わかったよ。あと10分で終わるから。何するんだよ。今いいところだったのに。
宿題が終わらないうちはゲームしちゃダメっていつも言ってるでしょ。まだわからないの？